with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, first weekend in November, and we are on the verge of our deer opener here in a couple weeks. And you know what? When we start doing this, we start thinking about guns. And Barbecue Bob, we've got a guy on the live line right now that knows a little bit about guns and wanted to talk to him about a few things. Now on the live line, we've got Greg Glasgow from Barrick 616. Hey, good morning, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Greg's the general manager of Barrick 616. And for those that don't know, Greg, tell us a little bit about what 616 does.
Barrick 616 is a full-line firearms store, and we also have 12 indoor lanes, and we're also an education center where we teach people all about firearm safety and personal protection.
Well, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was that firearm safety, personal protection, and the whole CPL process. If somebody was considering their CPL, explain to them what they might need to know and the decisions they need to go through in their head before they just show up at your shop.
Certainly. Well, to get a CPL under Michigan state law, you have to take a certified course, and that can either be from the NRA instructor or a Concealed Pistol Carry Association instructor. They're both about 10 hours long, give or take. But ours always average about 10. You're required to shoot 100 rounds, sit through a class, get a legal briefing on what the do's and don'ts are, and then go out and shoot and pass the written test and the shooting test, and then you're good to go.
Jop and I took that a couple years back from a good friend of ours, Steve Prince, Prince Arming, and I have my concealed carry. Now, we have in studio an old friend of mine, Dick Guider. He's a concealed carry guy also, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're all packing up here.
So, Greg, you hear on the radio all the time about the do's and don'ts when you have received your CPL. You hear about the ad where the guy's with the ball bat, his neighbor's beating somebody with a ball bat, and he holds him at gunpoint, and then he gets arrested. How does that happen?
Well, that usually doesn't happen in Michigan.
I see.
Especially in Kent County. But what the gun is designed to do is to defend you and your person, and you can defend, like, obviously your neighbor, somebody who's drawing, you know, bodily harm. You know, nobody recommends you shoot anybody. You know, obviously you want to keep that to the bitter end. You know, this, you know, carrying this is a privilege and a deterrent.
Now, how about if some weirdo comes in your backyard and starts messing with your grill?
Yeah, might turn on the propane and toss a match.
Right, yeah.
You know, unless you're being bodily threatened, you really can't use your weapon. And the other thing is that the state law mandates like 20 feet, meaning that the guy's farther away from you than 20 feet and he's not shooting back at you, you have to retreat farther back until there's no place for you to run.
I see. So this is where if you're laying in bed at night and you hear somebody break in through your garage and you hear a funny noise, you retreat in and try to be a deterrent, call 911, get them to go away. But if you're forced to pull and use your firearm, you want them at least 20 feet or less from you. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they like to see, you know, unless obviously the guy's shooting at you. But, you know, once the guy's in your house, it's game over. You know, I mean, if he's 60 feet down the hallway, you know, and he's threatening you or your child or, you know, keeps coming to you after you warn him you have a firearm, you know, it's your discretion. But once he's in your house, he's pretty much open game.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, and obviously this is a last resort type thing. Nobody wants to do this, but on a lighter note, tell us a little bit about Barrick 616 and how somebody could come there, where they could find you.
Well, we're in Cascade. We're located right by the Crown Plaza Hotel, which puts us right at the corner of Kraft and 28th Street, kind of kitty corner from the Cascade Mire.
Okay.
We're open 7 days a week. We have classes almost, we offer classes almost every day from basic to concealed carry to defensive pistol. And then that defensive pistol category gets pretty broad with low light shooting, drawing from the holster. So there's a lot of variables there so that, you know, once you have your CPL, obviously you've got a gun stuck in your pants. Now you have to learn how to get it out and, you know, use it in a timely fashion. And that also takes practice and training.
Certainly. Certainly it does. Now, you also have a pretty wide array of guns and ammo and things in accessories in your store, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a huge assortment of handguns and ammunition. And, you know, we also have a test area where you can actually shoot firearms before you buy them. So if your buddy's telling you you need Brand X and you get here and our people think Brand X isn't going to fit so good in your tiny little hand or in your ginormous hand, we can lead you to a firearm that's going to feel more comfortable in your hand. Because if it's not comfortable when you hold it and it's not pleasant when you shoot it, you're not going to practice and train with it. And practice is the key.
That sounds like a pretty cool facility. I used to work on Tahoe years ago, so I know that area quite well. I was just right behind you.
And the one thing we have to tell people is that, you know, the lesson is not super intense, and you don't have to be a Annie Oakley grade shot. The course focuses on safe gun handling.
Very good.
Once you pass that class, then you got to go to the county and give them your fingerprints and $115 to finalize getting your license.
Right, register you in the state and federal system, exactly. So, Greg, hey, thanks for making time for us today. I know you're a busy guy. That shop is bustling, especially this time of year, but just wanted to reach out to you. When we're talking guns, we think of you. So appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks for calling, guys. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Greg Glasgow, Barrick 616.
There's a
great shooting range here in West Michigan. If you've got one of these in your area, you know what? It's worth time, not necessarily Barrick 616, but just a gun range in your area. A lot of professional training there, and when we do this gun show, it's all about safety, and these guys will help you learn a lot about the safe handling of your firearms.
All right, and how about safe handling of your veggies? We need some full belly deli. I got an idea, because the full belly deli is supposed to give you an idea for saving money, right? Because we all want to save money,
right?
Everybody. And even a rich guy like you likes to save money.
I'm rich in so many ways. So
here's a good trick. I go to my big local supermarket, if I'm going to get my smoker out, and I go to their produce department, and I sweet talk the people in the produce department into let me look through some of their stuff that they're pulling that's a little aged. Now, like peppers and tomatoes, they're real fussy with, so they pull them when they start to get real ripe. But if you're going to smoke vegetables, those are the perfect vegetables to smoke. Like, I'm thinking stuffed green peppers. If you're going to stuff green peppers and smoke them, who cares if it's got a few wrinkles? When you're done smoking it, it's going to have a lot more.
That's right.
But that thing is at the peak of perfection right then.
Right. Super sweet,
nothing
concentrated
wrong with it.
Flavors.
Pennies on the dollar.
Right.
I can get a whole bag of Roma tomatoes. I'm talking like 4 or 5 pounds. The bag will be ready to break. For a buck.
Right.
And then I throw those in the smoker when I'm smoking up like I did a couple of nights ago for GI Barbecue. I smoked up butts and briskets to throw the vegetables in there. Now what you have is roasted tomatoes.
Right.
And there's no better tomato for cooking than a fire-roasted tomato. It gives you so much more flavor.
Right. Picks up that smoke, and once you get them cooked like that, the skins come right off, and
right.
You just got the meat of the tomato,
right.
Which makes great sauces, great soup bases, great chili base, anything like that that you use a canned tomato in. And one, it's going to be much better than the canned.
Fire
and
roasted.
Two, it's less money, because we're talking the bigger box stores generally are the ones that'll have boxes and boxes of tomatoes that they feel aren't saleable anymore, but
right.
They're perfectly fine.
They're better.
Right.
And even if you don't have a smoker, here's a nice little thing you can do. You can put them on cookie sheets and throw them in your oven and bake them. Now
right.
You've got roasted vegetables. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Anthony Imperato, if you've heard us mention that name before. He is the guy with Henry Arms. You're not going to want to miss this. He's doing some really cool fundraising this fall. Stick with us. We'll be back. Semper Fi Tattoo.